No applause, please. This is neither a prediction or a call to action or anything else. What you do then, of course, is you figure out how you're going to defend yourself from those you think might take something away from you, how you're going to make decisions with others, how you can be as invulnerable to the things that you don't want, and how you can obtain the things you do want, which, of course, is what you're doing now anyway, if you have any sense about you, because nobody is protecting your property, nobody is standing guard in front of your door, nobody is watching out for your contracts for you and making sure that they're efficient. You would have to continue doing what you're doing right now. You will have freedom under those circumstances to the extent that you are capable of protecting yourself so that you can carry out your own desires. Well, what does a free society offer? Really, the same thing to you. A free society meaning some organized, institutionalized idea of society as a free society that some individual may suggest would be the best way to do it. You still are going to have thieves in that free society, and you're going to have to protect yourself from them and make yourself invulnerable. The imposition of a free society of any kind is not going to do away with thieves or inefficiency or mistakes or imperfections or rain or floods or any of these things. It may make it possible to develop better ways of dealing with them. It may release energy that is now being wasted in irrelevant areas, but it isn't going to do away with the predatory instincts of some individuals. Scratch that. Very poor choice of words. It isn't going to do away with the predatory desires of some individuals who would prefer, no matter how much work is involved, to take your property than to go out and earn it directly in the marketplace. All right? Since you'll have thieves, then what you want is recourse to thieves. Why? Do you think it is going to enable you to have recourse to somebody else's crimes? Do you think that is going to enable you to evade the responsibility for your own protection? To take your keys out of the car when you leave it? To lock your door at night? To protect your daughter from those who might be roaming the streets with ideas about what they'd like to do with little girls if they could get their hands on them? Is all of this opportunity for recourse and so-called restitution going to make it possible for you to evade your responsibility to be a thinking, acting, protecting human being? Obviously not. Who's going to get your restitution for you after the crime is over? Who's going to see to it that you get recourse? How do you know you're going to like their way of going about it, this individual that's going to get it for you? How do you know you're going to like his habits, his personality, his morality, his desires, his ways of clubbing other individuals to get the restitution back from them, and so forth? Well, how do you make sure that that individual is in line? Well, you're going to have to get some other higher authority or a check and balance or something else. Well, who's going to restrain it when it gets out of line and so forth? Aren't you really talking about a government when you come down to it, some agency in which you're going to voluntarily empower to act coercively or forcibly or however you want to call it to make society be what you want it to be?